It is time once again to look at a recommendation from the Inquest into Ending Intimate Partner Violence in Ontario. Joining me, as she does every week for all these weeks, Erin Lee from Lanark County Iberville House. Welcome, Erin.
Good day. It's a big day.
It is. This is the 86th recommendation of 86. And I didn't want to say joining us for the last time because we will continue this conversation in many different ways. And if I don't have you on the radio once again, I'm just going to be very upset. So the conversation will continue, but we'll get to the business at hand and then talk about, you know, some future plans. Number 86 says reconvene 1 year following the verdict to discuss the progress in implementing these recommendations. And this one goes out to all parties to this inquest. So we're talking about all levels of the justice system, levels of federal government, municipal government, provincial government, everyone involved, the stakeholders, people like you and your organization and others like it. What happened when they reconvened 1 year? Because we know it's been a lot longer since than a year since these recommendations came out.
Interesting. Two things happened. It's interesting because I'm really always impressed by the language you use and talk about stakeholders, because it's very important to know that stakeholders are what often push these changes forward, right, and implementation forward. So in Pembroke, there was a gathering that was hosted by Luke's Place, where a large number of advocates came from across the province to have a discussion about what had happened, where are we at, how many municipalities had done the declaration, where movement is happening in any of the areas of the recommendations. At that particular meeting, we did have the Privacy Commission did come and present information about what they were doing, about recommendations related to them. I think that that was a very successful endeavor. I think there were, you know, folks that were talking about taking things seriously from the federal level. But there were definitely gaps, especially from the province. The coroner's office was represented at that meeting and talked about the changes they're making. And we can talk about those changes if you want. And it's important because it's good work. And then at the very same time, there was a meeting about 35 minutes away that were all the parties of the inquest. So Malcolm Warmerdam, Eva, Saul Jenton, sorry, the Solicitor General, right? So people from the province, the federal government, they were all either in person or via Zoom. And I think that overwhelmingly at the end of year, after the first year, there was a lot of disappointment at the provincial government's lack of response, engagement, and implementation. I think it was very heavy for people at the end of year one in terms of what are we doing when the province is not responding as swiftly as they should. I think it's important to note that the, you know, coroner's office, which, you know, is under the provincial government, the coroner's office did make necessary changes to their process and how to make reports available to community and the broader public. They changed the formation of the death review committee. You know, people like me are members of the Ontario Domestic Violence Death Review Committee now, and it didn't used to be like that. So there's definitely some improvements there. The Privacy Commission also made some significant inroads and consulted with many stakeholders to change the process so that it's clearer and it's simple language how we can share information with each other across our sectors, which has always been a really big concern about privacy and confidentiality when we're working across sectors. So those things are very significant. The National Action Plan has been launched. So technically, the planning and the relationships and the negotiations were happening in year one, but it didn't actually launch until year two. So there's been some traction. We've had now almost 100 municipalities declare the did make the declaration on IPV as an epidemic. Probably By the end of year one, we were probably somewhere around 60 or 70. By the end of year two, we're closer to 100. So those meetings have been the first year. It was difficult. I'm not going to lie. I think emotionally it was heavy. I think there were some things to celebrate, and I think there were lots of things to worry about in terms of the provincial government. And certainly, I can comment that year two, we also convened as stakeholders, not with the official parties, and in Barry's Bay, and hosted a panel to talk about some of the changes and some of the hopes and some of the things still to come. And that was a very successful event that hosted a vigil, and we had dads, family members of women who had been murdered in the Sioux, in London, in various places, and so that was very meaningful. But there's still tons of work to do, and there's still lots of recommendations that we need to be pushing with our government at all levels. And unfortunately, femicide is still happening. Women are still being murdered in Ontario.
When I look back at this journey that you and I have taken examining each one, two themes really seem to stick with me and seem to stick out, and that's communication and education. Communication, excuse me, not only between one or two different people, but between different departments, different levels of government, different parts of the justice system, education, making sure the public knows what is going on and what is being done. Those to me seem to be the two biggest takeaways. Because once you have the communication, then you know that the systems that are in place are going to work, or at least have a better chance of working. And when you have the education, then you have the awareness that you need for people to really do their part to make sure that they're doing everything they can to ensure that this doesn't happen.
I think you're right on the money. I think that communication, with the Privacy Commission, it's across sectors. I think when you think about, if we look just at Lanark County made big moves. They were the first to make the declaration. They pushed AMO to make the declaration and led that charge, and AMO made the declaration. They really worked diligently, and for the first time in history, there was a delegation or a workshop that was held at Roma specifically on how do municipalities respond better to intimate partner violence. And those are amazing tools. And then when you talk about communication and education, those pieces are significant. When you talk about communications across systems, Privacy Commission doing a very good job and moving that forward. When we think about Bill 173, which was brought forward by four members of the NDP party, it's passed its second reading. That bill, really don't spend a whole lot of time, listeners, looking for the bill. The bill really says Province of Ontario must pass the declaration recognizing intimate partner violence as an epidemic, right? It's really, that's what it is. The NDP pushed that. They pushed that. If you think about it, we would have no discussion about Bill 1. We wouldn't have Bill 173 if the province responded and declared. And if almost 100 municipalities hadn't passed it, and AMO passed it, and unions have passed it, and so on, that pressure wouldn't have mounted. And thank goodness for the NDP who put forward that bill. And now we're at the Justice Committee, Justice Policy Committee, doing the review and doing a study on intimate partner violence and hearing from experts. And, I was honored to be one of those persons, and I talked about education. Excuse me. I talked about education being a requirement. The government doesn't fund public education, public engagement, prevention initiatives. There is no formalized funding to any of us for that purpose. We do it off the side of the de our desks, and we raise fundraise dollars. We apply for grants. We've gotten money from the county before and other foundations to continue to ensure that we have public education, right? What we've done for 86 weeks is rooted in public education, keeping the conversation going, the dedication of MyFM, Lanark Leads Today. It's the only radio station in Ontario that made the commitment to public education, right? To community engagement, and hopefully towards prevention, was covering every one of these recommendations so that the community at large understands the importance of all of us recognizing violence, all of us doing the see it, name it, change it, right? And being able to be part of that solution in our community. You know, Lanark County, in my humble opinion as somebody who's very much rooted in Lanark County, but really Lanark County has led the way as a very small community. And I can tell you that there are politicians in Toronto who talk about it. They talk about it and they recognize what has been done in Lanark County.
It's a serious discussion. It's an ongoing discussion, and that really brings me, to my next point. We know that some of these recommendations have been accepted by the province, some by the federal government and the various stakeholders as well. Some of them are embracing them quicker than others, but there are some that have been rejected as well. So it's something that is not going to go away, and I don't mean intimate partner violence. We know that sadly that's not going to go away, but this discussion is not going to go away, and it can't go away because you're not going to make any headway if it does. So here on MyFM, we will continue regular discussions with you and other people from Lanark County Interval House about IPV and where the situation lies now in Lanark County and further abroad. That's a commitment that we want to make because it is an epidemic. It is a social issue. It is a community issue that needs to be discussed. So that's what we're going to do.
It's so interesting, you know, as we, for listeners, as we approached, you know, the high 70s and then we got into the 80s, you know, it was Bob who said, we're not going to not have any further discussions. And I think that I breathe a sigh of relief that he likely could feel through the airways because it's so important. The relationship that's been established between MyFM, Bob and I specifically, and the community is very, very significant in terms of continuing this dialogue and making sure we know it's not going to end, as you said, Bob, it's not going to end anytime soon, but making sure that we're having conversations about what's the community safety and well-being plan? How come it's important to have IPV in part of that plan? How come Lanark County had it in there right from the get-go? Let's talk about that because that's a recommendation. What about restorative justice? We have Lanark County restorative justice. So what about what about restorative justice and the approach to restorative justice in intimate partner violence? You know, we were just selected to speak at the National Restorative Justice Conference in November in Ottawa, and we will do a workshop that focuses on the CKW inquest and how various tables can work together with restorative justice as something to consider in reducing intimate partner violence. So there'll be lots of ways that we can continue to have this dialogue, and we're so grateful for this opportunity to be working with MyFM and working specifically with you, Bob, who you've demonstrated such leadership right from the beginning, way before the inquest, right? We had a relationship and we were communicating with each other about the issues. We were educating each other about how things work and we were getting it done. And then when the recommendations came out and I said, Bob, what do you think? You know, it's 86 weeks. Yeah, let's do it. Right. It wasn't a like, I really need to review and think that through. It was, yes, it's really important that we keep these recommendations alive. And then you have like a dedicated page on your website so that when people want to go back and look at it or they missed one or two or whatever it is, they can go back and do that. I mean, who does that? Right. And so your leadership has been awesome. The community is lucky to have MyFM and, We really appreciate it, and we look forward to moving on. And I can't believe we made it to 86. It's something to celebrate in a way, because that demonstrates our dedication, but it's also we got a long way to go.
And I will say this too, Aaron. I've worked with so many different people over the years in many different sectors. And the way that you humanize what we're talking about, the way that you bring it to the level of every single person, there's not one person out there who can't listen to you speak and explain and offer your opinion, your valued and educated opinion on each one of these recommendations. We are so fortunate to have you as a guide as we work through this. And that's why, over the years, I think we've formed this bond. We realize that we have the opportunity to get this word out, to get these messages out, and to have you being the one who has gone through all of these 86 recommendations with us has been a complete honor for me. It's a pleasure to work with you, and it's a great, great honor to call you my friend. And this friendship has developed over the course of these 86 recommendations, and it will continue to develop. It was there before. It certainly was. I've called you Ice Queen in public and gotten away with it, sort of. But nonetheless, it's been there, and it grew, and it will continue to grow, and it's just been. It's been something else. It's been a moment in my career I'll never forget.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I told you I didn't want to cry today on the radio.
Me
So
too.
I'm really trying hard as I can feel my eyes welling up. I appreciate all your kind words. I feel like I'm fortunate to be in Leonard County. It's such a unique community. And this is to me, is a great example of the uniqueness of Leonard County in terms of how we come together. From very different places, we come together and it just works. And we do it because we believe in the community's right to know, and we do it because we believe that we can actually change things. And there's not lots of there's not a lot of people out there who really feel like they can be that change. And I really feel like we did that. And I'm honored to work in the community, and I look forward to our continuing conversations. I am very fortunate. I'm very glad you mentioned you called me Ice Queen after the jump, because as
It
you
was
were
the polar bear
talking,
plunge. I just want to, I need to put that in there. It was a polar bear plunge. You at the time had raised more money than anybody else in the Perth polar bear plunge history. So you were the ice queen, as far as I was concerned.
yes, and as you were saying all these really nice things about our working relationship, I could hear myself going, yeah. You called me an ice queen on the radio. And, but that's the way we work, right? We can poke at each other. We can also find an opportunity to laugh and to celebrate things, because the issues of femicide and violence in community, they're not really things that bring us joy. So to be able to also have a relationship where we can throw in little bits of humor and little bits of ourselves is really important. And really, there is no reason to make violence in relationships academic. It's not academic. It is a human issue. And I speak about it the way I would speak about it to anybody. It's not an academic issue. We all know, as we've experienced it and survived it, whether it's a push, name calling, whatever, it's not academic. It's human, and it's about power and control. And we'll continue to make sure that we ensure that the voices of those who can't speak, that we're there to speak on their behalf.
Aaron Lee, I won't say goodbye. I'll say till the next time. And we appreciate everything that you've done. And again, I just look forward to our next conversation.
Me too. Thank you very, very much.
Aaron Lee, Executive Director of Leonard County Interval House, as we conclude our look at the 86 recommendations from the jury in the inquest into ending intimate partner violence in Ontario. I'm Bob Perreault. You're listening to Lanark Leads Today.ca. And 88.1 MyFM.